This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to the big show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
I say big show to make you think that it's going to be different than any other show. It's not. It's the same show, but it's Friday, so it feels different. We're more excited, right?
Yeah, we're more excited. You made it to Friday.
Anybody listening right now that's late for work, poor Charlotte sent us a text about 15 minutes ago. She's like, guys, I am so sorry. And this is the worst feeling. You know, this is the worst feeling when, like,
you forget something,
especially on a Friday.
Yeah.
Like Friday, you wake up, you're like, man, it's Friday. Like, you're feeling good. I almost want to call her right now. Should we call her? You think she's too stressed?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I think she's probably stressed and focused on driving right now. So I think we should leave her. We should leave her to it.
And you know Charlotte, like her stress levels are, it goes from 0 to 1. So poor Charlotte texts us, and that's our producer. She goes, guys, I'm so sorry. I was halfway to work and I forgot my laptop.
Which is the worst, because if you leave home without the one thing you literally can't do work without, what are you going to do?
Like, you leave your lunch at home, like, that's probably okay. You can go to buy another lunch.
Like, if we leave our headphones, like, that's my biggest fear. If, like, I leave my headphones or something.
You'd be in trouble.
Something I do check, like, when I get into my car, I make sure my headphones are in there and my laptop's in there.
Everything else, I think you'd be okay. But those two things, you'd probably be in trouble. So Charlotte's running a little bit late. How are you feeling? Jess went out, and you know, and, like, especially if you're part of the 6 o'clock club, like, you know, Thursday night especially, going out on a school night, iffy.
Yeah.
Iffy, iffy, iffy.
I'm tired. I'm a tired Thursday girly this morning, but it was so fun. It was so worth it. Our friends over on Today's 101.9, Greg and Gina, celebrated their 10th anniversary at Mother's Antimonium. And so I went out to show some support, and it was so fun. It was such a fun turnout. It was so hot. It was so hot and sticky. Man. We got caught in that storm for a little bit. But other than that, it was a really good time. The only issue was I had a plan of, like, when I was going to get there and when I was going to leave so I could get home and have dinner and do, like, my normal routine just, like, a little later than usual. The issue was is I got so caught up, like, socializing and hanging out. And I didn't realize how late it was because it's so bright, so late. like in my brain, it felt like 5:30 p.m. the entire time I was there.
Right.
And then our boss, Tom, gets there and he walks up to me and he was like, what are you doing here? Like, you are up way past your bedtime. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I pull my phone out of my purse and it's 8 p.m.
You're like, what?
I was like, I have to go. And I left frantically. I'm like, you guys, bye, everybody. I need to leave. But it's because it was so bright out that I had no idea it was that late.
That panic. What's your panic time? And I think we all have a panic time where, like, if you see this time and you're not in bed, what's that time?
The 8 p.m. made me nervous because that's when I'm, like, off my phone for the night.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, literally out in these streets. So I'd say, honestly, if, like, if it's 8:30 and I'm not in bed, that's when I feel like,
man.
That's when I feel like
me,
I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's over for
After
me.
After 8:30, if I'm not in bed, like, I'm start, my heart, like, starts to, like, palpitate.
But I was panicking, though, yesterday. I'm like, y'all. And I was like, no one said anything to me. Like, y'all know, like, no one wanted to let me know what
not
time it was.
Thing.
And everyone's like, we're having a good time. We're hanging out.
That's not good, man.
But it was fun. Congratulations to them, by the way.
Awesome.
That was really fun.
Legend. And Greg Carpenter, God, he's been here for, I think, since the dinosaurs time. And he's been around forever. He's been on Mix for a long time. So those guys are amazing. Not, we're not saying switch over to listen to them, but congrats to those guys for sure.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Summer is officially here, which means it's time to get ready for funnel cake, Ferris wheels, and some serious bragging rights because the 144th Maryland State Fair is officially coming back for 3 weekends. It's going down at the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium. Dates running from August 21st through September 7th, Thursday through Sunday, each weekend, including Labor Day Monday. Also, we're talking over 6,000 competitions, everything from horse shows to baking battles. And if you want to participate or you need any of that event info, you can get all that right now at MarylandStateFair.com.
What did you hold the record in that day?
Mechanical
bull riding?
It was mechanical bull riding, and I think I came in second or third.
That's right, yeah.
It was awesome.
Number two.
If you need a sign to treat yourself on your Friday, this is it. Sonic just released Live Free Fridays, which means you can get a free menu item with any purchase every Friday now through August 29th, only when you order through their app. But we're talking like cheeseburgers, corn dogs, tots, shakes, all the good stuff. Oh, they also have this thing where drinks are half price from 2 to 4 as well. You just have to order ahead in the app, but let's call that Self-Care Friday.
Number one.
So earlier this week, I shared with you that there was a possible Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom split on the way. Well, unfortunately, the couple has now officially confirmed that they have gone their separate ways, according to People magazine. I was about a day early on that. After nearly 10 years together, a source close to the couple says it is amicable, but also calls the split a long time coming because things between them have been tense for a very long time, apparently. Katy is reportedly upset, of course, but she's relieved not to have to go through another divorce because they aren't married. I think there's like some confusion about that online. They got engaged back in 2019, but never actually tied the knot. They do share 4-year-old daughter Daisy, but they've been pretty much living separate lives since Perry kicked off her Lifetimes tour earlier this year. But I don't know if fans and, you know, the internet is looking too much into this just because of the timing of all these things that are getting announced. However, there is some tea online because Orlando Bloom showed up by himself to Jeff Bezos' wedding and in Venice. And like, there's a ton of photos of Orlando Bloom looking like he's getting cozy with Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Yes. So it's like one of two things. One, they're either friends and chatting it up and catching up at a wedding.
Sure.
Or two, you know, you're at a wedding, single.
I feel like everybody, anytime Kim Kardashian talks to anybody, though, we always like link them. You know what I mean?
But I actually thought she was dating someone that she just hadn't talked about on the show yet. Because last season of The Kardashians, she was alluding that she actually was seeing somebody.
Yeah.
Which makes me think this isn't true.
Yeah,
and the timing wouldn't line up, if it being Orlando, obviously.
Let's not put a ton of stock into
this. I don't think that's true. But on some side note, aside from Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, I do think she's dating someone, but I think she's keeping it low key.
You think Katy Perry is?
No, I think Kim Kardashian is actually dating somebody on the low.
We just covered a lot of ground here.
I'm just saying. But all connected.
Do you... I mean, we're not surprised, right? I mean, I feel like we've been talking about the Katy Perry split forever now, but like...
No, I just feel bad, though, because when we first started talking about it, I really thought it was just, like, annoying rumors, and I didn't believe it. When it first came out, they've been together, a decade is a long time. They were together for a long time, and I didn't see it coming. I thought they were, like, the cutest thing ever, personally. I really thought they were so cute.
But I feel like we've been doing this so long now, man. It's like, when we start hearing so many rumors, eventually these things start to crack. And so I think... I was in. I knew eventually it was going to come out, and yesterday was the day.
The timing sucks, though. I hate that it's happening that she's on tour, because I think when you're put in that position, like, what is she going to do? You have to acknowledge it.
She has to.
I don't know.
I feel like she, to be honest, and
on tour?
I hate to say this, and this is, like, a terrible thing to say. The best thing that she can do is acknowledge it and kind of, like, use it to her advantage at this point. Make music and, like, talk about it on our tour, because I think this could actually work to her tour's advantage, because her tour is getting blasted right now. So for her to, like, open up and share vulnerably about it, it could actually bring some, like, newfound love to the tour, you know?
Yeah, that's true. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
Man, this is going to be a heartbreaking segment, man. There's probably a lot of these are going to blow your mind, because you've probably shared these for years. As I was going through this list, I'm like, wait, what? I've even told these to friends and thought I was so smart, and I guess I'm not as smart as I thought I was. There's a list out this morning of fun facts that people love to share that actually are not true at all.
So
like, maybe you've been at a party, but like, girl, did you even know that this? Not true. So what I thought we'd do this morning is go through this list of fun facts that people love to share that are not actually true.
I'm glad we're doing this, because I feel like back in the day, your excuse to not know is like, you know, you didn't have like immediate access to the internet. So I think it's like, let's fact check ourselves real
quick. We would have to go to the library to look this up. So we would just believe our neighbors, but now your local radio station's going to be able to fact check these for you. What I did, though, was I actually took this list and I mixed in some fun facts that are true.
Okay.
Little Crames games for you.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you can tell me which one of these are true and which ones aren't true. Okay, we'll start with this one. Your stomach acid can dissolve razor blades. True or false?
Ew.
Fun fact. True or false, Jess?
I'm going to say false, just because that sounds scary.
That's absolutely true.
Ew.
Your stomach, do not try this, by the way, but...
Wait, I don't get it. So what would you have to do? Like, literally throw up on the razor blades to see if, like, they would dissolve?
Yeah.
So how does, like, how do we even know that's true? Like, who did that? Do you get what I mean? Like, who did it?
This is a 3-minute segment. We can't ask too many questions. We gotta get it.
That's true.
How about this? You can see the Great Wall of China from space. You've heard that a million times now. True or false?
I'm going true, because I don't know anything other.
False.
Wow.
You cannot. It is too narrow, and it blends in.
Writing that down. But you cannot see it.
But how many times have you heard that, though?
I mean, my whole life.
My whole life.
And I never question it, because it sounds like, yeah, that sounds about right.
How about this? You pass gas more on airplanes. True or false?
I'm going to say false, because I don't feel that way.
That is a true statement.
Wait, you're passing gas that you can't feel?
The cabin pressure causes gas to expand, so it's completely normal.
Are we aware of the farts or no? Because the reason why I say no is like, I'm not feeling the farts. So that actually kind of freaks me out that it's just coming out and I don't feel it.
I don't think that's what's happening.
It's totally...
Maybe you just take this as a win that you're a less gassy person.
It's totally normal, by the way, for tooting more on planes, Jess.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, is this happening against my will? Because I don't notice that
I don't
myself.
I don't think it's pulling it out of you.
Yeah, I think it's subconscious tooting.
I'm just saying, like, I've never experienced that.
We're talking about fun facts that people love to share, and we're trying to debunk these. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not. You have to try to decide.
Wait, the airplane one is true?
Yes, it's true. You fart more on airplanes. than real life. How about this one? You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep. True or false?
I don't know, and I need you to tell me the answer, because I've heard this all my life and this is like my worst nightmare.
Which one?
I think it's true.
It's false.
Thank God. Okay. Yay.
Spiders actually avoid people, so they're not crawling into your mouth.
Thank God. Do they go into your ear?
They don't. They avoid people, so you don't have to worry about spiders. And I'm not
that
saying spiders
fear,
are not going to crawl on you.
That was a fear, is the mouth and the ear thing that happened.
I feel like a lot of these are going to make Jess feel better. Let's do this one. You start to shrink in your 30s. In your 30s.
Wait, as in getting shorter?
You're getting shorter starting in your 30s. You've
what?
Heard that. People start to tell you that at parties. Is that true or is that false?
I've never heard that before.
What do you think? Is that true or is that a fun fact or is that made up?
I'm going to say false.
That is absolutely true. You
what?
Start to shrink in your 30s. It's slowly, but yes, spinal compression starts to happen in your
30s. You're
30s.
Telling me
yes.
I've been getting shorter the last 2 years? And had no idea. Is it because you're literally shrinking or you're starting to hunch over more?
Why would we do this on a Friday?
I didn't know that.
One more. Sugar makes kids hyper.
True.
Is that true or is that false? That is false.
Wait.
That is not true.
What?
Studies
say
no. Then
explain the way I felt on sugar as a child.
It's just people expect it to make you more and hyper, but
you're
actually,
saying that's a placebo?
It's a placebo effect.
I think it can make you insane, though.
We're separating sugar and caffeine, right?
I think you get every single one of those wrong,
so
by
sugar
the way.
Doesn't make you more hyper?
It does not make you more hyper.
Why would you say that on the radio? Every kid in the car right
that's
now
true.
Is like, you. No, it's like, oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's summer. It's on.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Happiest of Fridays. To our early morning friends, thank you for being here. This is called $1,000 Minute. We're playing with caller number 10. Play these questions with us. Who is this? Hi, good morning.
This is Benny and Jess.
I'm sorry, it's who? I'm having a hard time hearing you. It could be my old age, though.
It's Amy and Dennis.
Amy and Dennis! Back again!
We're back again!
Yeah, let's go! Amy and Dennis, let's do it!
What's up, guys?
Doing.
How we doing?
We took a little break because a third loss. I don't know if I can handle a fourth loss.
Wait, oh my God, stop it!
Not today.
Wait, I hate that.
Not today.
No!
It is time for a strong redemption round for these guys. We are going 7 for 7 today, baby. I feel it. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. Welcome back, guys. Good to have you here. You guys clearly know how to play this game. For everyone else, though, this is a fun time for you to try to play these 7 trivia questions in your car or wherever you're listening, Alexa, Odyssey app, wherever it is. Jess will explain the rules, then we're going to go. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Amy and Dennis, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number 1, Justin Timberlake was a part of which boy band?
NSYNC.
Correct. Question number 2, what is the name of the musical featuring the characters Rizzo and Sandy?
Grease.
Correct. Question number 3, what month is 5 months after September?
February.
Correct. Question number 4, in science, what does the unit G stand for?
Gram.
Correct. Question number 5, what job title comes last alphabetically? Teacher, lawyer, or doctor?
Teacher.
Correct. Question number 6. What U.S. document begins with the words, we the people? Or you can pass.
Declaration of Independence.
It is not the Declaration of Independence. Oh my gosh. I know.
No, you guys. No.
I know.
No. That was so good.
I'm almost scared to ask you the last question because I wonder if we get to the last question, if you guys could have knocked it out to get all 7 today.
No, let's ask it.
Jessica, please.
So number 6, the U.S. document that begins with the words, we the people, that's the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's the Constitution. And number 7, what sport uses a pummel horse?
It's
gymnastics.
It's gymnastics.
Yes.
It's gymnastics. I know. Man, we were flying through that.
Crap.
It's okay.
It's okay. Honestly.
That was fun today, guys.
It's
that
okay.
Was, that was
you guys
fun.
Did
the most
so,
fun round we've had in a while. That
you guys
was,
did so good.
I felt it. I felt it in my bones today, guys.
Please
I felt
don't
it.
Wait. Please
pack it before the end of the year. I have 2 goals. It's to win this
and to the old Family Feud, and I think our time frame for that is coming to an end.
Wait, the fact that we are a part of those two goals, I literally feel honored. Like, that is so crazy.
Yeah, I think
I know.
If you're on Family Feud, we want to be part of the family. If you're on Family Feud, though, you better invite us.
No, I do.
We interviewed, and they said it could take up to a year, and it's almost a year since we interviewed.
Oh my God. Okay, well, pop off, listen, Amy and Dennis. This is for real.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I mean, what a fun Friday round, man. My anxiety was high on that. I thought we better write over those gas cards right to you guys. Yeah, listen, we almost had it today. Listen, all good. Next week, we've got four rounds of it because we're off, obviously, for the 4th of July. But we'll come back. We're going to try it all over again. And we wish you guys a happy weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday for 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, okay?
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Happy Friday, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashin and treat your taste buds with our brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Amanda from Towson, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my neighbor because her wind chimes are affecting my baby's mental health.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
So we moved into this house 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. It's our first home, and we just had our daughter in February. She's 4 months now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. But our nursery is right next to our neighbor's yard, and she has wind chimes hanging right by the fence. Mm-hmm. And during the day, it's fine, but at night, they're super loud, and it's been waking the baby up over and over again, and that's how it's affecting her.
Okay.
So I've gone over twice and very nicely asked if she would consider taking them down just at night. She kind of smiled the first time and said, like, poor thing, babies cry a lot no matter what.
Yeah.
And was nice, but yeah. Nothing changed.
Okay.
So I asked again last week, and she said she'd think about it, but still hasn't done anything.
Is she older, younger? Like, what's her vibe?
She's older than I am. Okay. I would guess like late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, okay. An older generation woman. Okay. And when you guys do interact, does she seem upset that you're asking? What's the vibe?
She kind of just gets really excited talking about the baby. And then when I bring up a problem, she just kind of has a tight smile and is like, yeah, that's fine. Or like just kind of makes like some sort of excuse. And I don't want to be that neighbor, but I'm desperate for sleep and my baby's desperate for sleep. And she's just kind of not considerate of that, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
What is the mental health thing, though, with the baby? You just mean that it wakes her up when it's windy outside.
Yeah, I mean, the lack of sleep is really messing with her mental health. She cries all the time. She's anxious, she's moody, and she's just not herself right now.
Isn't that what babies... You think it's different because of the wind chimes, or that's just how babies act?
The sound of her cry is just different, you know, and I feel like she's in distress.
Are we sure that it's the wind chimes, or is she just kind of going through it as the newborn baby?
I'm trying to like get to that. Like, I just don't know, like, how much of this can we blame on the wind chimes versus like how much, you know, it's just a 4-month-old being a 4-month-old, you know?
I just feel like her mental health is really spiraling. She's like starting to unravel a little bit, where her cries get to a point where I don't know what to do, and I'm not getting sleep as well.
Well, let's discuss this. A neighbor's got wind chimes outside.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how big are we talking? Are these like the big old long pipe ones? Or are we talking like the stringly little ones?
They're probably like a little over a foot long.
Okay.
Metal.
Okay. So nothing, we're not talking gongs here by any means.
No. They're not like a meter stick or anything.
No. Okay. All right. So my neighbor's got some wind chimes and they're keeping my baby awake and they're affecting her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked her to take them down. Does she need to?
I don't know if you can ask her to take them down. Obviously, like, if they make noise and stuff like that, that's unfortunate. I think it'd be one thing if, like, they were hanging over the fence and they were, like, in your yard. I think that would be a different conversation.
Yeah.
But because they're in her backyard, I just don't know if you should expect your neighbor to do something like that.
I know, like, you got to get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. But, mm-hmm. like, how about we try to find a solution here? That might be our better bet here this week. Well, in a perfect world, you'd like these wind chimes to be removed, at least at night. Perfect world, would you like them gone forever?
It's really just at night. That's, okay. That's the main thing.
You're reasonable.
I'm willing to be.
Okay, so at least at night you want them gone. Is that something that we can get? Amanda, I'm going to get Carolyn and see if we can get this figured out. Just don't let her know you're on, though, until we give her a chance to try to guess, okay? Hang on 1 second, all right?
Okay,
then let me get in Carol. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show today. We really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, my pleasure. No problem.
I know when Charlotte called to set this up, she was explaining that this is a segment about an apology, maybe forgiveness. And was there anybody that came to mind that might want to either offer you an apology or maybe ask for forgiveness about something in life right now?
No, you piqued my interest. I can't imagine.
Well, the person that wanted to bring you on is your neighbor, Amanda.
Okay.
So I want an apology for keeping your wind chimes up when you know that they're waking up my baby and affecting her mental health.
I thought we talked about this.
Right. I thought we did too.
Carol, Amanda shared with us that she had asked you if you would consider taking down your wind chimes in your backyard because they've kind of been upsetting the baby at nighttime. But I just kind of want to get your perspective on those conversations and how you feel about that.
Well, you get over my shock here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so I've been here 31 years, and no one's ever complained about my wind chimes.
Yeah.
They were a gift from my late husband, and they actually helped me go to sleep. It's a little reminder that he might still be around, and to me, they don't seem loud.
We didn't realize they had like a sentimental,
Wait, Amanda, did you know that too about the connection with the wind chimes and everything like that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. First of all, I'm sorry about to hear about your husband.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I can't understand how if something is an issue, no matter how sentimental it's, you're still being very dismissive of my issue as well, and we can't come to a compromise.
Well, after we talked, I did talk to my son. And I asked him to come and help me take them down, but he got upset and he said that I didn't have to take them down.
Oh.
Well, you know, I'm scared to get up on the ladder.
Yeah.
You know, I have to understand that she's got a new baby. And they're very upset.
No, Carol, no, hang on a second. Amanda, now that you have that information, do we have to continue this conversation?
I mean, I'm more than willing to go up and help to take them down on a ladder if that's the need. It just feels like I'm being really reasonable, asking only to take them down at night. I'm just getting left out in the cold.
To be honest, I don't think it's reasonable to have her take them down at all.
Amanda, you're so upset, and the baby's crying a lot. And
no, don't get up on the ladder. We're not putting. I just don't think we should put her up on the ladder. I mean, now I can't worry about Carol up on the ladder. I mean,
no, of course, I'm not asking her to go up on the ladder. I'm just thinking of any other possibility.
I mean, are we being insensitive here, Jess?
I don't feel comfortable asking her to take them down.
We got Sweet Carol in here right now that says, listen, I've got these wind chimes up. They remind me of my husband who has been, and God rest his soul, but like, they help me kind of sleep at night. I just don't know that like, it's fair to ask her to take these wind chimes down. But then again, I mean, let me be empathetic for a second with Amanda's situation. She's like, I've got a newborn baby that like these wind chimes are like,
if we need to hear from more parents as well who have been
that's what
in
I'm
this
saying.
Kind of
like,
situation.
I'm not a parent. And so sometimes there's some blind spots there too. Do we feel like Carol needs to take down these wind chimes just to like?
Only at night. That's all I'm asking.
Who's this?
This is Michelle on 4 in Bel Air.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does Carol need to take down these chimes?
No. And I'm going to say this lovingly to the mom.
Thank you.
I've had 3 kids.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to hold her hand a little bit here.
Okay.
It's not the wind chimes, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I have had 3 kids.
Yeah.
The first one literally screamed for 3 hours every afternoon for 4 months. It's what they do. The middle one, he didn't sleep until he was 2. The last one slept for 6 hours the first night we brought her home. That's babies. Every baby's different.
Yeah.
And newborns are going to wake up every 1 to 2 hours potentially.
But
did
your neighbors have wind chimes though?
I guarantee those wind chimes are not enough to wake up that baby.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, Michelle, because like no one on the show has kids. And I think I was just trying to respectfully ask the question if it was the wind chimes or if this is just like you're mentioning baby being baby.
Right,
you know?
Right. Who's up?
Natalie on 2 in Perry Hall.
Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
So do you feel like Carol needs to take down these wind chimes?
She sounds like such a bitch.
Who?
Wait, who?
Amanda?
Oh, no, Carol, the old bitch.
Hey, Chocho. Okay.
Wait.
No more. Like, let's
why?
Relax.
Why?
Does Carol not understand what sleep deprivation does to a person? Like, with a newborn, I don't know if she understands the mental health issues she could cause by keeping this woman awake while she's already that stressed.
But wait, Natalie, did you hear about the connection with the wind chimes, though, from her late husband, and that's why they're up?
Yeah. Like,
and also, they're in her backyard. They're also in her backyard as well.
can totally understand the connection she has to them, but like, go ahead and hang them in your freaking room with a fan. Why do you need them outside for the whole world to hear if they're from your dead husband and you care so much? Like, if they help you sleep, why don't you put them in the bed with you at night?
So there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, no outside to you. It's just, at least by the window would be a no.
No, it's causing harm to a baby and a mom who's barely holding it together. And how would you not want to do something about that? Amanda's not asking Carol to go ahead and remodel and tear down her whole yard. She just wants to get some freaking sleep, which I'm sure any new mother can relate to.
Okay.
Take down the damn wind chimes and stop acting like you're the victim.
Okay.
Carol.
Ooh, Lord. All right. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Who is up, Jessica?
This is Tammy on 7 in Baltimore.
Tammy, we'll give you the final vote here. I mean, we're kind of tied up. Do you feel like Carol needs to take down the wind chimes?
Absolutely not.
And why?
Wind chimes are not the baby's issue. There's other things mom can do. They make white noise machines. Maybe even try putting her in a different room to sleep. Maybe she doesn't like the room. Babies feel vibes.
Yeah.
And maybe she doesn't like the vibe of the room.
Right. I mean, as I'm even looking through the rest of the phone, I mean, we could take call after call after call, basically seeming like most parents are saying that Carol, you don't need to take down the wind chimes.
Okay. I guess this is just an issue I'll have to keep facing, and I'll find another way to help my baby sleep at night. I hope Carol gets the best sleep ever.
Well, I think obviously Carol's not trying to do anything vindictive to you, Amanda. I just don't think that she needs to take him down. And Carol, I mean, do you feel okay now that we have a resolution to the situation?
Well, but see, she's so distressed. I don't know what to do. If I had to go up and down the ladder every night, that would just be insane.
No, leave them up.
Yeah, it's
please,
okay, Carol.
Please leave them up.
Maybe you think maybe it's time.
No, leave them up.
No, please. Not at all. We're okay.
We're all collectively saying leave them up.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parents, are you just like constantly crying? Do you just like constantly just bust into tears? I honestly don't understand how you emotionally handle being a parent, because I got my first taste of it, like kid crying this week. And I don't know that I could emotionally do what you do because of what happened this week.
Like you saw them cry?
No, I cry.
Okay.
As a non-parent. So I'm saying, like, as a parent, I don't know how you emotionally handle having kids. My sister had sent me some pictures. I went to go visit my niece and nephews last week. And every time that we get together, we take a now what's becoming like a standard issue photo where I take the three of them. They're triplets, right? And so we're taking this new standard issue picture where the three of them sit on my lap and we get a picture, and it's really cute, right?
And it's cool because you've been doing it since they were born, so you can like visually see how much and how fast they're growing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now this is my third one that I've taken, and I decided that this time I would put the three of them together. And now seeing that, like, oh my gosh, they're growing up.
And they're what, 1.5?
They're 1.5, like 18, 19 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to post that on Instagram, and I decided this time to put all three together. So when I put it on Instagram, you know, when you do like Instagram, like request suggest.
They'll suggest songs.
It suggests
that you could
a song.
Add. Yeah.
So when I put it on there, it suggested
Never Grow Up,
the Taylor Swift Never Grow Up song. So yeah. Like, and I was like, okay, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but like,
it shocked me when I saw you use that because you literally talk so much trash on her. And when you use the song, I was like,
yeah.
That's right, mister.
But you guys know
me. Give her a chance, because this song, dude, like from beginning to end, wrecks me.
But I like what. I'm like the Grinch, man. My heart's like three sizes too small. Like whatever. So I'm like, sure, whatever. Instagram.
And you've never heard this song before, right?
I've heard like the hook, but like whatever. So I'm like, sure, you want to use that song on Instagram? Whatever. Post it. So I post it, and then I go back, and I like look at the three pictures posted, and like
maybe the lyrics never meant anything to you before.
No.
Yeah.
Instantly, y'all bust into tears.
Yeah.
Like watching them, like from like 6 months to like a year to like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
And it's happening so quick.
Bust into tears. Mm-hmm. I actually caught myself, because I'm like almost laughing at myself that I'm getting so emotional as their uncle, watching them grow up and getting so emotional. And I posted an Insta story. Listen, this is me almost kind of like getting so emotional. Listen to this.
I don't know why I'm so emotional. Like, I don't know how you guys have kids. Like, they're not even... It's just weird watching them grow up, man. Like, I love those kids, man. I don't know, y'all have kids. I don't know how you do it.
I was like so perplexed at this point.
I don't know how you do it. Like, I love those little babies so much. And they're not even like my kids, you know? So like, I don't know how y'all do it.
I was like an emotional wreck for like 30 minutes. I start going back and looking at their birth pictures.
Dude,
and like,
I really hope that you continue doing that photo with you and the three of them as long as you can, as long as they're willing.
I know.
So you you can see it. Because sometimes like, you don't realize it until you actually put those photos next to each other side by side, whether it's year by year, month by month. So that's really cool that you have that with them.
But like, are y'all just like constantly crying? Like when you like look at your kids growing up, are you just like, cause this is like my first taste of it, of like just watching them, like, I'm gonna get emotional again. Are you just like constantly just in amazement of like, oh my gosh, like, it's happened right before my eyes.
Dude, I feel that way with my sister. We're 10 years apart. I feel that way with Abby and Maya. And like when I was in San Diego with them and stuff, Abby was like, she asked if we could go to a pet store, because she was like, whenever I go to a pet store, it reminds me when I was little and you took me to go show me the animals. And so could we go together this time? And she's 13.
Yeah.
And so I took her. And I think I wasn't expecting that to come from her. She's 13 years old. Right. She's like out here being a cute little Gen Z girly pop. Right. And she was like, Auntie, like I associate the fact that she associates that kind of action or that memory with me is crazy, because you also don't realize like what kind of impressions that you're like leaving with them. So it's really special.
Man, they got to stop growing up. It's too emotional over this, man. Could you program a VCR today if I ask you to?
Program it?
VCR? Tell me more.
Do you mean just like put it in?
Yeah, like could you set, do you think you could either set a clock or program it to like record a show off of it or no?
No.
Couldn't do it?
No.
Charlotte, could you?
Probably not.
Yeah. I could. I probably could still.
Okay.
Could you? Like, honestly, could you still program a VCR today? And this might show your age a little bit. It's important, though, for this. We're going somewhere here. This is not just a random, obscure question. But, like, could you still program a VCR today to, like, record a show? Or even, like, go in there and fix a clock, you think? There's a list out today of now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget, even though that we don't need these skills anymore.
Okay.
I could do it. I guarantee if you brought a VCR in right now, I could probably still program a VCR, because I did it so many times as a kid that I could still use that brain cell is still in there. Like, can I remember anybody's phone number or birthday now? No. Could I still program a VCR? Absolutely.
Okay.
I thought we could go through some more of these, like rewinding a cassette with a pencil. You could do it.
I could do that.
Absolutely.
I remember doing that. Yeah.
Do we need any more? Absolutely not.
But I could do it.
But you could do it, right? Driving stick shift.
I never knew how. And still don't.
I learned. Could you do it, Charlotte? Did
no,
you learn? No.
Never did.
I learned I could probably do it obsolete.
But my sister is 22 and she knows how to drive stick, but it's because she wanted to. Like, that's, she was adamant about learning. Yeah.
This might mean something to you. I wasn't. This just wasn't my genre growing up. Singing all the lyrics to the library card song from Arthur, the show Arthur. Anybody know that one? Apparently really popular with a subgenre that was not me. I did not know the Arthur song.
I watched Arthur. Yeah.
Can you still sing the lyrics to the song? Barney, I could.
I couldn't like go all a cappella right now.
Yeah.
I think I could sing along.
But
Blue's Clues I could do.
There's some songs. I guarantee you there's
Big Bear in the Big Blue House I could do.
There's some shows
out of the box, obviously,
that we could do.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right now, obsolete. Don't need them anymore. Could still do it. Making a brown paper bag book cover for your school books. Absolutely,
dude. Yes.
You brought that in right now. Do we need that skill anymore? We don't.
Wait. Why doesn't? Do kids not do that anymore?
I'm saying, do we need that skill?
Oh, I was about to be like, y'all.
I didn't even do that.
Wait, you did it?
I bought like the fancy ones.
The stretchy ones?
Yeah.
But the paper ones were so cool because you could like color on them.
You had money. Whips in one day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Text from the 443. I still know how to perfectly fold a map. Not like Google Maps, but like an actual paper Mac from the glove box. I couldn't do it. Those
absolutely
things are always
not
so hard, man.
No. Nope,
I can't
nope,
do it.
Nope.
Could you, Charlotte? Could you do it? I couldn't do it. There's no way. Dude, this... Okay, here's a skill. A text from the 410. I can make a mixtape with a pencil and a cassette. That's a skill.
What?
I don't know that I could make an actual... I probably could. Like an actual mixtape. Mm. Like a tape cassette.
Oh, okay. Like, I couldn't.
With a pencil.
I could burn you a CD.
Yeah,
same.
I could burn a CD. Can everybody still burn a CD?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would take me a second, but if you brought in a
mixtape,
though, I don't know that I could. Another text in the 410. This says using dial-up taught me internet taught me patience and rage. Could everybody still get on the internet today using dial-up or no?
No.
I don't think so.
You couldn't figure it out?
I don't think I could, to be honest, which is so sad because I feel like when you don't do it, it starts to erase. Like, I have a hard time, like, writing cursive. You know what I mean?
Could or not.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, so let's play for this. You know my friend here, Jay Dooch.
Mm-mm. No, I'm gonna put an immediate end to that And we're just going to keep going.
Has anybody called you that before?
And pretend that we didn't hear that.
I like Jay Dooch.
I think just for me.
Jay Dooch, I like that.
I just want us, let's start over.
All right.
Starting over, everyone.
Sometimes I wish the show was not live, but it is. All right, so Jess is a very, a.k.a. Jay Dooch, is a very emotional person, and she cries a lot for all kind of reasons. So what we did is we decided to make a game out of this. Basically, what's going to happen is she's going to tell you three reasons of why she may have cried as an emotional person. And you are going to try to guess which one of these is the real reason of why she cried this week. Okay? Two of these stories made up. One of these, the real reason why she cried this week. Let's get into the tears with this week's Friday Cry. And we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So yesterday I had a TV appearance with Be More Lifestyle on Fox 45. But you guys know how uncomfortably hot this week has been, okay? And by the time I just walk out of our work building, going into my car, drive over there, walk out of my car, go inside their building, my makeup started to sweat. Like, my nose started to sweat through my makeup. And I go into the bathroom and I'm like, I have to be on TV in 10 minutes. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So I frantically, I'm like trying to like pat my nose and it's making it worse, which turns me into straight panic and I'm crying. So now they're like, Jess, like we have to take you back now. So I run to my car, grab my highlighter and just put a ton of it on my nose. So I looked like a disco ball on TV.
So what'd you cry afterwards or on TV?
I cried in the bathroom.
I can't wait to cry on television. That's gonna be a fun day for all of us. All right, story number two.
Story number two. Okay, this is a Love Island USA spoiler alert.
Careful.
Spoiler alert. Okay, if you are not caught up to episode 20, this is your official spoiler alert. So you know, in that moment when Nick almost got voted off, and suddenly all the boys were like so shocked. All the boys in the villa literally started sobbing. They start sobbing and they're like, bro, I love you. Like, you're my dog. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. And I was like, hang on a second. First of all, my personal feelings on Nick, Ace, and Taylor, well, that's a separate conversation on what they did to my boy Jeremiah. We'll get into that later. But I think seeing these boys so openly loving each other on national television, and like that took me back, and I loved that they like were genuinely like, bro, at one point literally they were like, bro, I love you, and he was like, bro, I love you, and it was not in like comedy, like they were so serious about it, and I loved seeing that on TV.
Little Love Island tears. Okay, story number three.
Okay, story number three. So yesterday our friends over at Today's 101.9, Greg and Gina were celebrating 10 years of their show, and they had this super fun celebration at Mother's Grill in Timonium, and they had a ton of their listeners there. But it was cool because I got to meet some of our listeners too, who like go back and forth between us in the morning. And there was this listener, Amanda. She came up to me, and like it was really, really busy, y'all, and this was also really, really hot. So just imagine, like, I'm no joke, I'm literally in the middle of this patio surrounded by a sea of people, and it's shoulder to shoulder, okay? And she comes up to me and she's like, Jess, like, I just want to tell you, like, she's saying all these super kind things to me about like Garage Boy, about our wedding, like all these things. And she was like, I also just want to say to you, just in case I never see you in person again, I really think that you're going to be an incredible mom someday.
Oh God, wait, Jessica.
And I'm like, I'm in the middle of like all these people at an event for our friends. And I start like crying,
I swear to God,
in front of everyone outside. So I'm like sweating.
Yeah.
And I'm crying. And
you can't tell which one's which.
So everything's just wet.
It's a lot of tears.
You know?
A lot of, yeah. I swear to God, if it's Love Island, I'm going to be pissed. 410-583.
It was really emotional, honestly, though, the boys.
Which one was the real cry? Let's play. Let's go to Melody's, our first contestant. Hi, Melody. It's Savannah Park. How are you?
Good.
You got three options. What's the real cry, you think?
Gosh, I know. For me, I almost started crying in the car when she said that you were going to be a great mom. Oh my gosh. That, like, touched my heart. I'm driving down the road like, oh, my God, that's so sweet.
It seems like it's the obvious answer, but what we've learned in this game is sometimes it's not the obvious answer, unfortunately.
Well, I know. And like you said, if it's Love Island, Jess, I'm so disappointed.
I know. But sometimes this game can bring some grave disappointment to us. So what do you want to go with? Are you going one, two, or three?
I'm going three.
Jess, was that the real cry this week?
Yes, that was the real cry.
Okay.
Shut up! Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, I'm gonna cry now.
Y'all, literally, I think it was because she's like, in case I never see you in person again, I want to say this to your face. I really think that you're going to be an incredible mom someday.
Oh my God.
And when I tell you, I'm not joking, I am bawling in the middle of this outdoor patio at Mother's in Timonium. I'm sweating my butt off and I'm crying to the point where, like, this isn't a cute cry. I'm not saying this is a single tear. I'm telling you, I was unraveling. So I was a puddle of disgusting sweat in tears yesterday, and probably people, you know, they just saw me and they're like, why is this girl crying in the middle of Mother's right now? Like, Greg and Gina are playing College of Knowledge.
Yeah,
like, chill. You know? Right. And then listener Amanda was like, please, Jess, do not. I don't want to be the one that made you cry. And I'm like, girl, I have to talk about this tomorrow for Friday Cry Day.
Friday Live is what you're getting right now.
I swear, I was driving down the road and I'm like, oh my God, that's so sweet. And I'm like, oh God, it better not be Love Island.
I know. Please.
No, Melody, I heard you off air. You said that you would be pissed if it was Love Island. Yeah. I heard what you said.
Keep it real. Keep it 100 with us. It's fine.
Now, but yeah. Congratulations to you. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you.
Yes. Every morning. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.